That was Get Out the Mat from 1997. Now, Emily and Amy just performed and wrote a new song for NPR called Long Ride, which was really their response to the pandemic and the awakening of social activism that has sort of really defined 2020. Emily and Amy, you have written this song and you've been able to put into words, I think, what a lot of us are feeling, the frustration. We want to return to normalcy. I want to go out with my friends again. But the message seems to be patient. Was it hard finding the right words to put into the song?
It's very hard to speak to the present moment in this country and in the world. I mean, the song Long Ride was just actually NPR had asked us to write a song to sort of speak to the present time. And at first, Amy and I were, you know, we didn't know whether we could do that. And then Amy came up with an idea. And then we ended up writing this song together, Long Ride. And it's the first song we've written together in like 25 years. We've written together very rarely. So that was a cool opportunity and experience. But, you know, this has been a devastating event for so many people. And if it hasn't been devastating, it's been, in terms of just COVID itself, it's been alienating, and a lot of people are lonely, and a lot of schedules have been upended, and a lot of single working moms are trying to figure out how they get their kid through virtual school and all the complexities that the pandemic has caused. And then you add to that the reality of racial injustice in this country and all the tensions that have arisen and leadership that divides us and things like that. So I think that it's a lot to try to take into account of. But for me personally, I stay in the present. I try to be a good neighbor and a good helping hand when I can. And I think it's very important to stay in the moment and do what we can for others and not try to predict the future, but to adjust as best we can, but to always keep our eyes and our minds open to how we can be part of the racial justice movement, work on our own anti-racism. And so these are all things, these are all quite heavy topics, but they're things that end up in songs. So we do have this song that we've approached some of these issues with. And then in the future, I'm sure there'll be many more songs as we look back and try to grapple with this thing that's almost just too monstrous to grapple with. But I do know that we're also on the precipice of great change in this country, and that feels very inspiring and empowering. So a lot of terrible things have happened, but there's a lot of energy behind hope for what can happen, driven by these social movements like Black Lives Matter and what young people are doing in this country. So that's a very good thing.
I try to balance, like, with the activism. I mean, it's like we know with COVID that we can't get back to normal until we pay attention to the science, and so we got to put that first and just be patient through it. And it's a drag, but it is what it is, you know. And I just try to remember that, and I try to remember, like, to that as is important as to be patient about COVID, it's important to also be patient about social justice change and to keep our head in the game and be disciplined about it and keep at it, you know, and just keep at it over and over again. And I think about John Lewis, and one of the things he always talked about was, like, discipline and maintaining some kind of almost just the quality of, like, calmness in your action, and not take the bait from, like, the people that are trying to get a rise out of you all the time, and just put one foot in front of the other and march and march and march and keep trying to work for change. And I sort of balance that with my other, like, punk rock side, which is, like, anger is an energy. And I try to put the two together and just work for change. I think this is a moment that we're just clashing between this terrible pandemic and also the pandemic of social inequality. And we just need to, social inequities, and we have to see everything through that lens and work for change. And we can't come out of this time without changing that stuff, without changing all the wrongs of society. It won't have all been worth it if we don't work for change and do our best. That's how we make this time worthwhile, I think. So that's how I feel every day that keeps me kind of going.